Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on The Road to Fellowship. Did you know to walk in the truth is far more than believing doctrine? Let me say that again. This is a critical point. To walk in truth is far more than believing doctrine. Brother, to walk in the truth means that we have seen the truth about ourselves and can now give ourselves to Christ. Do you see that? Boy, I certainly hope so. No conditions attached. Not because we have to, but because we have seen the truth and we want to walk in the truth as Jesus was in the truth. Also, to walk in the truth means that we have seen or understood the truth about Christ, that He is our all and in all. Thus, we put all of our faith in Him. Again, no conditions attached. Not because we have to, but because we have seen the truth. To see the truth is synonymous with seeing Jesus, and when we embrace Him, we are entering into fellowship with Him. This is what He wants in our lives. Now, I don't know about you, my friend, but to be able to put all of my faith in Christ will kill me. It will kill you too, but this also is what God wants for us to die to ourselves, to set ourselves aside so that we can give ourselves to Christ, and now Christ can live through us out to the world. To walk in the light implies that there is nothing in us that we are trying to hide or to hold to ourselves. I have heard it said, and really not so sure, but they say that we are only close to God as the secrets we think that we are hiding from Him. But in reality, we know God knows. He knows all things. He knows the secrets of our heart. He knows our thoughts. He knows what we know. He knows the secrets that we think that we are hiding from Him. I think I have shared this before, but when I really came to the Lord in a serious and committed way, I used to smoke cigarettes. I had a secret, but the Lord, He knew it. The challenge was to keep my little secret from the folks at the Pentecostal Holiness Church that we attended. After all, what would they think if they knew that I smoked cigarettes? Well, guess what? They did. They knew my dirty little secret and loved me anyways. And in time, my love for God was stronger than my love to smoke, and my smoking fell away from me. To walk in the truth means that we love and we desire Jesus Christ no matter what it takes. It is possible, even though we are flawed and we are sinful. It is possible because the basis for our relationship with Christ is not found in us. Oh no, it is found only in Him. Let me say that again. It is possible that the basis for our relationship with Christ is not found in us. Oh no, it is found only in Him. Lately, I've been thinking about how God can use us in great ways to minister healing, to preach and teach the Word of God, and people come to see their need for salvation. But later, we can do and say some of the dumbest, sometimes some of the most ungodly things, things that we thought we would never say or do, but we find ourselves doing them anyways. Well, thank God for grace and repentance. But characters like Samson and Jonah and Solomon and others have always kind of scared me how God could use them. But in the end of their life, they do not end very well. But what they're a warning to us not to allow our flesh to overcome our spirit, the Spirit of God that is moving in our lives. Now, this can never happen if we remember, again, the basis for our relationship with Christ is not found in us, oh no, but it is found in Him and in Him alone. This thought of walking in truth along the road of fellowship extends to us even abiding in Him. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. In John 15:5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, and ye," that will be us, "are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him," so it's us in him, and him in us, "the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," that's without Jesus, "we can do nothing." John 15:5. To abide in Christ means to live in and out from Christ as our life. Let me say that again. To abide in Christ means to live in and out from Christ as our life. It certainly begins with faith and trusting and surrender in ourselves to Him. But we cannot abide in Christ as our life as long as we are abiding in our own old man life, the old Adam life, and the life of the world. Yes, that's right. We cannot do that. Amen? The world must be put under the work of the cross. The old life of Adam must be put under the work of the cross, under the purging and the pruning, which is not a cutting away, as most would think of the branches, but it is a cleaning, it is a washing by the Word of God. John 15:3 says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." There's much I would like to say about this verse here, but I think I will go ahead and I will save that for another day. But at any rate, the thought Jesus wanted to convey is found in verse 6, John 15:6, and that is of a man, that will be mankind, abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, is withered because of the lack of the cleaning of the Word of God, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Make no mistake, my friend, God's intention for our lives is fruitfulness. But remember verse 2. Either we will allow God to make us fruitful, or God will use us for firewood. Now notice the big distinction between two sets of verses, and that would be what we read in John 15:5 and what we see in John 10:10. John 10:10 says the thief, and the thief, that's not Satan or the devil, but it is a person who actually steals from you, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that thou might have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. John 10:10. But what did Jesus mean here? What life was Jesus talking about? Now, many false teachers today teach that Jesus was promising to take that natural life, that Adam life, you know, and make it abundant and prosperous and rich and successful. But no, my friend, that is all a lie. Jesus also said, "Whosoever would lose his life for my sake will find it, and whosoever would seek to possess his life for himself will lose it." Thus, Jesus is promising his life in John 10:10 would be abundant and it would be sufficient, but only if we relinquish our old life. This is the same message that we find all throughout Scripture, including within the teaching of the vine and the branches. To abide in Christ is to fellowship with Him. Let me say that again. To abide in Christ is to fellowship with Him, because it is an act of oneness with Him, a communion with Him and His life. And if we read John 15, we can see that nothing is impossible unless we do that. Again, the end of verse 5, "For without me ye can do nothing." Now, God means that. He really does. We can do nothing. We can hoop and holler, and we can sing and dance, and we can stand in the corner at church and walk around and pray and do all those things, but they are all meaningless to God unless we are abiding in Him. Simply being saved does plant us into Christ. And for some, that is all they want. But sadly, these usually fall away and are lost due to the cares of this world, the pride of life, and the offense that surely will come their way. But we must abide. We must fellowship with Him, which is far more than asking God for things. We abide in Him by faith, which is a continual choice. Let me say that again. We abide with Him in faith, which is a continual choice. Amen. More next week on the road to fellowship. This has been David Stahl, hoping that you have a tremendous week and that the Lord will bless you in tremendous ways. But the number one way is that He'll be able to work in your life and bring you to the understanding and the knowledge of who He is and how much we need to be in Christ. Not into the world, not into religion, not into all of these churchy things that I see at all the churches that I go to, that we be in Christ, our hope of glory. God bless, and talk to you all next week. Amen.